drove me crazy, and he'd be whistling while he did it if he wasn't talking in this raspy voice. He could even whistle classical stuff, but most of the time he just whistled jazz. He could take something very jazzy, like Tin Roof Blues, and whistle it so nice and easy, right while he was hanging stuff up in the closet, that it could kill you. Naturally, I never told him I thought he was a terrific whistler. I mean, you don't just go up to somebody and say you're a terrific whistler. But I roomed with him for about 2 whole months, even though he bored me till I was half crazy, just because he was such a terrific whistler, the best I ever heard. So I don't know about bores. Maybe you shouldn't feel too sorry if you see some swell girl getting married to them. They don't hurt anybody, most of them. And maybe they're secretly all terrific whistlers or something. Who the hell knows? Not me. Finally, old Sally started coming up the stairs, and I started down to meet her. She looked terrific. She really did. She had on this black coat and sort of a black beret. She hardly ever wore a hat, but that beret looked nice. The funny part is, I felt like marrying her the minute I saw her. I'm crazy. I didn't even like her much, and yet all of a sudden, I felt like I was in love with her and wanted to marry her. I swear to God, I'm crazy. I admit it. "Holden," she said, "it's marvelous to see you. It's been ages." She had one of these very loud, embarrassing voices when you met her somewhere. She got away with it because she was so damn good-looking. But it always gave me a pain in the ass. "Swell to see you," I said. I meant it, too. "How are you, anyway?" "Absolutely marvelous. Am I late?" I told her no, but she was around 10 minutes late, as a matter of fact. I didn't give a damn, though. All that crap they have in cartoons and the Saturday Evening Post and all, showing guys on street corners looking sore as hell because their dates are late, that's bunk. If a girl looks swell when she meets you, who gives a damn if she's late? Nobody. "We better hurry," I said. "The show starts at 2:40. We started going down the stairs to where the taxis are. "What are we going to see?" she said. "I don't know. The Lunts. It's all I could get tickets for." "The Lunts? Oh, marvelous!" I told you she'd go mad when she heard it was for the Lunts. We horsed around a little bit in the cab on the way over to the theater. At first she didn't want to because she had her lipstick on and all. But I was being seductive as hell, and she didn't have any alternative. Twice, when the goddamn cab stopped short in traffic, I damn near fell off the seat. Those damn drivers never even look where they're going. I swear they don't. Then, just to show you how crazy I am, when we were coming out of this big clinch, I told her I loved her and all. It was a lie, of course, but the thing is, I meant it when I said it. I'm crazy. I swear to God I am. "Oh, darling, I love you, too," she said. Then, right in the same damn breath, she said, "Promise me you'll let your hair grow. Crew cuts are getting corny, and your hair's so lovely." Lovely, my ass. The show wasn't as bad as some I've seen. It was on the crappy side, though. It was about 500,000 years in the life of this one old couple. It starts out when they're young and all, and the girl's parents don't want her to marry the boy, but she marries him anyway. Then they keep getting older and older. The husband goes to war, and the wife has this brother that's a drunkard. I couldn't get very interested. I mean, I didn't care too much when anybody in the family died or anything. They were all just a bunch of actors. The husband and wife were a pretty nice old couple, very witty and all, but I couldn't get too interested in them. For one thing, they kept drinking tea or some goddamn thing all through the play. Every time you saw them, some butler was shoving some tea in front of them, or the wife was pouring it for somebody. And everybody kept coming in and going out all the time. You got dizzy watching people sit down and stand up. Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontanne were the old couple. They were very good, but I didn't like them much. They were different, though, I'll say that. They didn't act like people, and they didn't act like actors. It's hard to explain. They acted more like they knew they were celebrities and all. I mean, they were good, but they were too good. When one of them got finished making a speech, the other one said something very fast right after it. It was supposed to be like people really talking and interrupting each other and all. The trouble was, it was too much like people talking and interrupting each other. They acted a little bit the way old Ernie down in the village plays the piano. If you do something too good, Then after a while, if you don't watch it, you start showing off. And then you're not as good anymore. But anyway, they were the only ones in the show, the Lunts I mean, that looked like they had any real brains. I have to admit it. At the end of the first act, we went out with all the other jerks for a cigarette. What a deal that was. You never saw so many phonies in all your life. Everybody smoking their ears off and talking about the plays so that everybody could hear and know how sharp they were. Some dopey movie actor was standing near us having a cigarette. I don't know his name, but he always plays the part of a guy in a war movie that gets yellow before it's time to go over the top. He was with some gorgeous blonde, and the two of them were trying to be